This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
George Gillum joins me live in studio, along with Christina Lopez-Guitardi. They're from the Miller Center of Public Affairs, online at millercenter.org. And, of course, they are the brain trust behind the public forum programs, the wonderful programs that are offered free of charge to the folks here in our community. All you got to do is get there early, get a good seat, and see some of the folks who make the news and decipher news and events at the Miller Center of Public Affairs. The complete schedule is online, again, at millercenter.org. Now, George, I think this is the first time you've been here since you've announced your retirement from the Is it from the university as a whole or just the Miller Center? You're going to keep teaching?
I'm going to take all of next year off, except I'm going to be doing some special things for the Miller Center. But I'm not going to teach next year, and I'm not going to run the forums anymore, ever. And then in 2012, I'll be back to teaching at the university.
Oh, there you go. And you, and for folks who don't know, you teach...
teach Virginia history. And... from time to time, fill in and teach some other courses in the history department. But Virginia history is my real love, my real passion, and where I've done my own scholarship.
What's your favorite moment or period of Virginia history to get up and talk about? And why?
That's a tough question.
Is it the Revolution or is there
another? No. There's so many great stories. I think that most people start thinking about Virginia history and they think that, golly gee, history ended for Virginia at Appomattox. And actually, there's so many great stories since Appomattox. Perhaps my favorite is the response of the young kids in Farmville, Virginia, who led a walkout of the schools.
Amazing, yeah.
And it shows the power that young people working together have, and it really, you know, it's the same kind of thing we're seeing today in North Africa.
We're talking with George Gillum and Christina Lopez-Guitardi. Along the same lines, there were students at the University of Virginia in 1961 who led a march on the UVA corner, and I'm putting together an event for the 50th anniversary of that. It will be down at the corner a week from Friday, but you're right. There's so many, like, little events like that that you know, really contributed to these larger movements that we study about in school. There were so many, and many of them go unrecorded. They don't make the history books, these little regional or community events that were going on throughout history.
I'm lecturing on Thursday to my class on the teaching of eugenics at the University of Virginia. And my wife was reading over some of the material that I'm working into the lecture, and she was aghast. She could not believe that the University of Virginia was one of the leading intellectual hubs of the eugenics movement, which resulted in the forced sterilization of thousands of Virginians was the scholarship that was picked up by the Nazis in Germany as justification for their program of racial sterilization and murder.
And when was this?
In the 1920s.
In the 20s. My God. Amazing. George Gillum is with us and Christina Lopez-Guitardi. And you had Elliot Abrams in Friday. Before we talk about upcoming events, how did Abrams go?
Abrams is controversial. He was very deeply involved.
I can't imagine why.
In the Reagan administration and the George W. Bush administration, and I got some angry emails before he appeared saying, why in the world did you invite somebody like that? But, you know, that's what we do. We invite people who've had prominent positions and taken positions, and we give them the chance to make their argument, and then we do 30 minutes of question and answer with them. Actually, Abrams did 40 minutes of Q&A. And, you know, while I can certainly understand why there are those who disagree with him, he's very smart, he's very articulate, and he stood up and gave as good as he got.
I think anybody who's been to those forums over at the Miller Center knows that the Q&A is always the best part because, you know, what a wonderful opportunity to ask Elliot Abrams a question. If you got a problem with him, don't send an angry email to George Gillum. Show up at the event and ask Elliot Abrams, hey, you know, this is my beef with you. Well, how do you respond to this?
Yeah. And you know, actually, a lot of the people who presently are office holders or opinion molders in Washington say they love coming before our audience because they get thoughtful questions and it gives them a very good idea as to what's on people's minds.
Well, it's a very smart town. Christina, what is on deck on Slate coming up for the forum program?
On Friday, we have Matt Ponger. He's an interesting guy. He was a journalist with the Wall Street Journal in China for a number of years, and he enlisted as a Marine in 2005 and got a lot of press for that. He spent 5 years in the military, serving both in Iraq and Afghanistan. And he's written, last year he co-authored a piece on intelligence, critiquing U.S. intelligence efforts in Afghanistan, which is what he's going to be speaking about on Friday.
Good stuff. That's Friday at 11 o'clock, Friday, March 18th. What else is in store?
And then the following Friday, March 25th, also at 11 a.m., we have Elizabeth Cobbs Hoffman. She's a professor of U.S. foreign policy at San Diego State University, and she's going to be talking about her new book, which is on the Peace Corps and JFK, so to commemorate the 50th anniversary of the creation of the Peace Corps.
Wonderful. Good stuff. And what else is coming?
Oh, gosh. At the end
you got
of
a
the...
bunch of folks here. And again, I want to tell folks to go to online, millercenter.org. You can see the complete schedule. But we like to have George and Christina come in every once in a while and just put a spotlight and let us know some of the really most interesting things coming up.
Well, let me just, because I know you've got a lot of other things going on here today, Coy, but let me just briefly highlight two or three things that are coming up. On March 28th, which is 2 weeks away, Andy Kohut, who runs the Pew Research Center, the leading worldwide opinion sampling organization, is coming in to talk. The title of his talk is Understanding Public Opinion in an Era of Discontent. And I said, Andy, what in the world is that? And he has said, I'm going to talk about whatever our most current polling data is. So they're terrific. Everybody reads their polling data. It's absolutely nonpartisan. And they sample public opinion all around the world. And so he will be a fascinating talk. And then on Friday, April 1st, is a program that many of us have really been looking forward to. There's a very outspoken Episcopal minister from California, from Pasadena, California, who gave a sermon some years ago on Christian exclusivism and American policy, this notion that only Christians hold the key to heaven's door. Only Christians can win eternal life. And as a good Christian, he poo-pooed that idea. He said there are many religions around the world that we should respect and honor. So I called him on the phone after having come across this sermon and said, how about coming in here and amplifying that a little bit, talking about Christian exclusivism, American exceptionalism, the old manifest destiny idea, and American foreign policy, because those views, those religious views, I think have been very important among those who have been formulating foreign policy the last so many years. And he very quickly agreed. So he's coming in from
California to speak.
And then he's going to preach on Sunday, April 3rd at St. Paul's Memorial Church, at the Episcopal Church there across from the rotunda. So that should be.
That is Friday, April 1st. George Gillum, Christina Lopez-Guitardi. They're with the Miller Center of Public Affairs at the University of Virginia. And again, folks, details on this complete schedule available online at millercenter.org. Thank you both so much for being here.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit cvillepodcast.com for more.